This is the author.
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 Penguin Random House Audio presents This is the author.
This is the author.
This is the author.
Writing a book is hard. Narrating your audiobook is, well, we'll let the author tell you about it. Today in the studio,
Peter Straub. Malin the Guru and the collected short stories of Freddie Prothero. This book collects stories from the entire range of my career. The stories do kind of represent me at my best here and there, I think. Certainly me trying to define matters as they perhaps had not been defined before. So they were challenging and fun and sometimes rather harrowing to write. I wanted to record them because it is a privilege to be able to do that. It gets my own reading of the story out there in the world, and anybody who wants to check it can find it and see what it was that I at least thought I had in mind. When I was thinking about this, I was remembering the only other time that I read the Prothero story aloud. It was at another convention in Massachusetts called ReaderCon. So I was reading this story, Prothero, with all his variant spellings and strange pronunciations, and I realized that the only way to do it was really to get in there and hammer away, to do it very directly, and to not be afraid of exposing anything, to not be afraid of volume, but rather simply to relax right into the story and bang away. And when I was reading here in front of this microphone, I tried, I think, pretty well to recapture the way I felt about it all when I was doing it the first time. While doing the recording, I learned something good about myself, which is that I do have, despite what I might sometimes think, the quality of patience. I'm always happy when I'm reading to a microphone to find that I'm slowing down and going phrase by phrase. When I read phrase by phrase, it all seems to hang together so much better than when I try to hurdle all the fences and, you know, charge toward the ending. It allows the words actually to expand and to mean what they're supposed to mean. I don't think, as I went along, that I learned to pronounce any word except perhaps malignity, which I still kind of think can be pronounced malignity. But even when I say it, I hear I'm wrong. I think people reading the story in a book must have a very different experience than those who are able to hear me read into their ears. There's a good deal of guesswork involved, and the words themselves are so off as to be sometimes impenetrable. I drew on the stuff my children wrote in grade school, and then I saw what their friends in grade school were also doing as a part of what was called somehow, I suppose, creative writing. And what was very amusing and kind of moving was that many, many times you had no idea what those words meant. Boot gig comes from something my daughter once wrote, and I was able to interpret that as bad guy. But there was a whole lot of, you know, words that are just M's and N's all thrown together. So it's helpful, probably, to have me go through however laboriously and bang on those words so as to open them up as well as I can. It is perverse. It is challenging. It is probably deeply wrong-headed of me to try to write that way. I don't suppose I'll ever do it again, but it was also tremendous fun, and it felt like I was reaching for something attainable in no other way. The whole issue of the man at moon, man not man character is very, very murky, and I don't think I could have surrounded him with words in such a way as to define him in conventional language, because we're talking about the production of a very immature mind, or something perceived by a very immature mind. Things perceived while in that state are of a different nature and different feeling quality, I think, than the things we take in and understand as adults. Therefore, I supposed that putting in all these crazy spellings and goofball left-of-center pronunciations was sort of helpful to the general picture. It's very tough to try to think of anybody whose voice I would like to hear actually doing this other than mine, especially the Freddie Prothero story, which presents a lot of challenges that even well-trained actors might have a little difficulty with. I can't imagine, actually. I don't know who I would like to hear read this stuff. A demonic figure in my mind is whispering the name James Woods to do Freddie Prothero because of the way he read two earlier novels of mine, Coco and Mystery. He devoured those books. He chewed them up and digested them in front of the microphone. And I think he would probably do justice to Freddie Prothero. I know damn well he would do justice to Freddie Prothero. It wouldn't be anything like my reading, but it would certainly be worth hearing. If other writers of my acquaintance, or even writers I don't know, were to come up to me and ask me about having done this and give me advice, I would be happy to tell them that the best way to do it is to be relaxed, to be as well prepared as you want to be, which needn't be extremely well prepared. That is, you're not preparing as an actor to go on stage and pronounce memorized lines as though speaking them for the first time. It's different from that. It's trying to do justice to your own writing, and that is a cause that ought to be close to the heart of anybody who's actually tried seriously to write decent prose over, you know, some extended narrative. There are two aspects of what I just said, and both are hard. It's hard to write the decent prose, and it's hard to write a good extended narrative. So if you are then asked or then volunteer to read the result to a microphone in a studio, you want to relax into it, to give it justice, to let it breathe, and to simply enjoy it as you're doing it. There's a strange duality that is set up in one's own mind during the proceeding, and it's not difficult to negotiate. It is quite familiar to most people who actually have adult lives. That is, you observe yourself doing something, and when you're doing it well, you lean over silently and unobserved and say, "That isn't bad," you know, quite a nice thing, actually.
Tune in next time to hear what happens when another author is in the studio. This Is the Author is a production of Penguin Random House Audio. Thank you for listening.